the little place that she came. So, Vedatan disagrees with Rashi. Rashi says that the Yeshnu Bal Kochoi means that it could be, is that the father can mention his Bidu Lahama. He says that since the Ham is Mokim Abbas, that's not called Bal Kochoi. So what does the Gemara mean? What it says? So what's happening? Look, you're slaying with healthy part. Kesef isub am about kochet ben shal other meyay this heavier bekesef ignos about kochet shal ab who about kochet shal bas. So he says the Gemara is not talking about the mechira l'shivchos. The mechira l'shivchos is midasa ab. Midasa ab is called midas. It's called midaita. Rather, it's referring to you. The other is miyay dam reveal. Valkoche shol abu, valkoche shol bas. Why isn't valkoche shol bas? The Tosfos just quite finished saying that the main thing is the das ab. The ab is mokum bita. The main thing is it's valkoche shol ab. Maybe it has to do with the raid from last time. Tosfos holds his father. Tosfos matched like the Rashba. It's not that the father is the Machne. The father of the Baldova. The father is the father is the Torah said that the father is the Torah gave over the Maisa Mechira to the father, the Maisa Kiddushin to the father. So he's Bemokim, the Das Av is Bemokim Das Abbas. If you had Das Abbas, that would also be something. If you don't have Das Abbas and you have Das Av, so that's also called Midas. The Das Av is Bemokim Das Abbas. If Lu Yitzu, you had a case where it was Bakoch Shalab, but Midas Abbas. Couldn't say that's Balkochai. The Av is Bemokim Bitlin. Das Abbas would also be a Das. So therefore Tosfos has to add, but here you don't need anything. You don't need neither Das Av nor Das Abbas. I the Gemara says, I think it's in the Gilead over there, and you test their Magia, Tzorech Liyado. He has to tell her. He has to tell her. So it sounds like you need das. Rashi really learns taka b'feresh. Rashi learns it means you need das. It means you need das abas. Tosis. Yeah, Rashi's not sure. Agamar is not talking about yield. Agamar is talking about the mechir itself. The mechir itself is like das abas. The yield is midas abas. But Tosis learns that you don't need das abas. You don't need das av. Let's just start fasting misayma. He has to tell her that he's being miyader. It's a strange halacha. He has to tell her that he's being miyader. Doesn't need her consent, but she has to know that it's happening. If we're talking about yield, then that's issues. So it's places you come up and mitchil loyba kesef bishul issues. Yeah, so it's a little very obscure this topic. A little bit belongs to be more of the sugis of yield. Just because the nimus. First of all. Just to know, the machlekes in the Gemara, if Moshe Rishon is the kedushin or lav the kedushin, then what's the kesef kedushin for yield? Rav Yosef Yehuda says Moshe Rishon is lav the kedushin. The kesef kedushin is not the Moshe Rishon that the father got, but rather it's the chayva avdus that remains. The other is meichel chayva avdus, and with that he's makadosh with the remaining chayva avdus. Mar says that if you're basically Yehuda, there has to be a Shavu Putas worth of work left outstanding. But so close to the end of the 6 years that she didn't have a Shavu Putas worth left to do, then he cannot be Meyider. And Chacham is saying, we all like Chacham, Ma'aser Yishon is the condition. It doesn't matter. It could be the last second of the Shei Shana. He's not Makadosh with the Abdus of Asayf. It's Makadosh with the Ma'aser Yishon is. The Ma'aser Yishon is, which he bought her, they become now the Ma'aser Yishon is. her taste going a man on a rose and shining the kedushin in him. The Lashon of Taisa is that way. But now it becomes Peshulishus. He's talking about the Moser Rishon, his pastor's taste going a man on a Moser Rishon is the kedushin in him. Now, according to that mandama, so Chayyab Shad is that even though the Chatchil of the Moses were given L'Shem Shivchus, but when the Olam is Meyayder, so the Mafreya, it becomes L'Shem Ishus. Shabbos is Befeir, Shabbos says that when the Olam is Meyayder, so the Mafreya, it comes out that it was Moses of Kiddushin, and he, the Olam has to now pay her back for all of the Maisi Dayim, all the work, or pay the father back, I guess. Has to pay the father for all the work that she did. Because now it turns out that she was Mekudesha, she wasn't a Shikha B'chal. She wasn't a Shikha B'chal. She was a Muresis. The Maisi Adayim belonged to him. Belonged to the father. So the father has to send the other a bill. All the Maisi Adayim that he did from the Mechira, quote unquote Mechira, because that's not really a Mechira, from the Maisi Rishonis until the moment of Yil. And Babel Chari also said, when the Gemara says, in the Gemara says later, I think back to test, that the madam of Moshe Rishonim for kiddushin in the Moshe, the madam of Doime is like somebody gave a woman money, and instead of having the parish, you la'achalamid l'mafreya, me'achshav la'achalamid. So it's chalam afreya. The kiddushin is the kiddushin kesef achalam afreya. So the Gemara also says it. That's how Moshe Rishonim is the kiddushin in the world. The mafreya is chal kiddushin kesef. So that's the case. Very not clear what Taisa say. Taisa says that this kesef was given. It's not called Kesef Yishus Bakocha because it wasn't given L'Shem Shifchus, it was given L'Shem Yishus. So what? But now it turns out that it was L'Shem Yishus. So at the end of the day, it's Kesef, and it's. And first, there's two questions. First of all, now it turns out that it was L'Shem Yishus. So what do you mean it was between Tchil L'Shem Shifchus? But in my faith, it's L'Shem Yishus. And also, why is it called Bakocha? Why is it called Bakocha? The father was Makabul Lemoyz Biratzah. So you have to say the father's mekabel the moys v'rotzel l'shem shivchus. The father never had in mind l'shem yishus. That's what it says in places. The Odin unilaterally decides he wants to be meyider. The father never had that in mind. So mele it's called bal kochei shel av. The Odin bal kochei shel av can turn the kesef into kesef kiddushin. It's still a very strange thing. Why is this called? Gemara says it's bal kochei. Gemara says it's bal kochei, but it's not bal kochei b'yishus. Pashim Shach Gemara. Certainly, this is the way Rashi read the Gemara. Kesef Yishus Bakrocha Leashkecha means that even though you have by Amar you have Kesef Bakrocha, but it's not Bakrocha B'Yishus. It's Bakrocha B'Shichus. And that's the Pashut to Hadgosh. That's the Pashut to where you have to say the Gemara. Kesef B'Yishus Bakrocha Leashkecha. I have Kesef B'Shichus Bakrocha, but not B'Yishus. If you replace this though, that doesn't make any sense. On the contrary. To the extent that it's shivchus, it was berotzen, because the father was masking to the shivchus. The part that's balkorcha is the ishus shavai, that he's turning the shivchus into ishus. So that's not called kesef. That's not. You can't say, well, yes, it's balkorcha, but it's not a balkorcha b'ishus. It's a balkorcha b'shivchus. I forget. To the extent that it's shivchus, it's not balkorcha. The thing that's balkorcha is the making it into ishus. So L'Chai have to say that that's not the way Taisus read the Gemara. Taisus reads the Gemara not Kesef B'Ishus B'Akrocha L'Yashkechon Ki'ilu. It's not B'Akrocha B'Ishus, it's B'Akrocha B'Shivchus. But it's B'Ishus. But it's not Kesef B'Ishus. Meaning the Nesinus HaKesef of the Ishus was not B'Akrocha. The Ishus is B'Akrocha, but not the Kesef B'Ishus. Ki'ilu, the father, how do you think this? The father, I don't understand it all the way down. But Kil Tais is saying, and normally by Bakracha, the Maisa Kinyan, the Maisa Bia is done Bakracha, the Maisa Nesina Saget is being done Bakracha, the Maisa Kinyan is being done Bakracha. Over here, the Maisa Kinyan was that the father was Makabal and Mois, and he was Makabal and Mois Barotsu. What's Bakracha is the turning it into Ishus. So the Chayas Bakracha of Ishus. Says anyone, no. Yeah, it's Bakracha of Ishus, but it's not Bakracha of Kesef Ishus. Because the kesef of the ishus, the father was mekabel berotzen. He didn't know that it's going to be ishus. He thought it's going to be shivchus. But he wasn't mekabel the kesef bakocha. But rather, he was mekabel the kesef merotzen. So it's not the kesef be ishus. The ishus bakocha. But the kesef of the ishus was not bakocha. So that's called kesef be ishus lashkom bakocha. It's not the same as the others. And the others, the Mike's kinyan is being done bakocha. Over here, the Ishus is Bakocha, but the Kenyan of the Ishus was not Bakocha, the father is Makabel Lekesed Beros. And that thing we're holds is a we're holds that's therefore different. You can't call that Bakocha in the regular way. It's not called the Yavavir Bakocha. The kesef wasn't the Kenyan kesef was not Bal Karcha. What was Bal Karcha was the Ishus. The turning into Ishus. But the Etzim kesef was not Bal Karcha. Yeah. It's like Vesh Miyashim Pirusha Kuntus. Others want to be Miyashim Rashi Shita. So it's the one Miyashiv that on one hand, in Agamara, the Gemara says that if you don't have Kesef Bal Kocha. Forget, on the one hand, Agamara says that you have Bal Kocha by Amibriya. According to Rashi, means that it's Bal Kocha of the Bas. Father's masculine is Bal Kocha of the Bas. So Tosha says, on the base, the Gemara says, on the base, that Kesef Be'ish is Bal Kocha Le'ashkechot. What do you mean? You have by Kiddushin, Bal Kocha of the Bas also. So Rashi himself, we already saw Rashi in the base addressing the question that had to do with how you make a pirkei and a matzah. And Rashi says in a chanani, kesef is bakrocha. You have by kiddushin, you also have bakrocha. By kiddushin, you also have bakrocha of the bas, but not the alma. And Rashi learns in the matzah it has to be ba'alma, the structure of the matzah. Taisa not nicha for that. So Taisa makes a chiluk on behalf of Rashi, but it's not Rashi. That makes it so. Want to be madgish. The yesh miyashim pirsha kuntris is not Rashi's sheep to himself. The Yesh Miyashin, they want to say, Lo'ilam, maybe by Amavriya, it's Bakroch of the Bas. But by Kiddushin, it's not considered to be Bakroch of the Bas. That's not Rashi. Rashi lives in the Beis Beferish. It is Bakroch of the Bas. But we're looking for Bakroch of Yalma in order to slug up the Matzah. So what do these people say? Yesh Miyashin, Pirush HaKuntus. Tevad, Aizek, Kori, Bakroch, Michish, Amavriya. That's true. That's called Bakroch of the Bas. Shechaybulo. Vimhoise, Bas, Das, Lehoise, Misratzis. That's a chayv. She wouldn't have been asking to be a shiv chayv. But kiddush shikhtan alav chayv ulo. Kimay mechira. It's not a chayv like mechira. We don't know it's for sure it's chus, but it's not a chayv like a mechira. V'shayf ha'imedis dinase. Right? She wants to get married. V'im ha'isa v'as das, ha'isa misrasis. V'loi chashiv al kroch. What's he saying? So how are you saying out there? We saw at the beginning, Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Natan said that the Das Av is b'mokim Das Abbas. That's how we understand that the father has the father gave over to the father. The Mechira and the Kiddushin, so Rabbi Natan held, that's not called Bal Kocha of the Bas, even though the Maaseh is Bal Kocha of the Bas. It doesn't matter. The Torah gave it to the father. The father's been welcome with that. The father's Das. The father's. But the Torah said that the Das Av is Bemokim Das Abbas. So now the Yesh Miyashim are saying, that really depends. Like Kiddushin, where it's quite possible that she would be masking. The derech hateva that she should be masking. You can't say she's always masking. You know, it's not. You can't go in mekadosh woman to somebody and say, "Don't want to marry him." No, she would have wanted. She certainly wants to marry him. Maybe she doesn't want to marry him. Maybe she wants to marry somebody else. You can't say it's a schus in that sense. But at least it's conceivable that I could understand that the Torah should say the father's judgment right now is better than hers. She's just 5 years old. The father's an adult. But the father's judgment is better than hers. If she would be an adult. Very likely she would be masking the same way the father is masking. So we could understand that the Mahalach HaDvarim is the Das Av is B'mokim Das Abbas. The Torah gave over the Das for the Kiddushin, the Rosin for the Kiddushin to the father, because the father is the mature adult over here. The father will act now on behalf of the daughter. But Shifchus, you can't say such a Mahalach. You can't say that the Torah gave over, we need to stay from Farshim, we saw. Can't say the Torah gave it over to the father. Bimlok and Das Abbas. If the Bas would be old enough, this is what she would want. So by Shikhus Vinam Saba that way. So therefore, there we have to understand differently. There the Torah said, we don't reckon with the Das Abbas. We only reckon with the Das of the father. And it's from the Schusim of the father that to me that he can, that Balkarcha Shal Bas, he could be my friend. That's really called Balkarcha Shal Bas. Shitul Nedul Mi. Anybody have a Kodesh with the Shitul Nedul Mi? Yes, it's a different teretz. Just in Lusuk. It's like this. Or inami bebagrus. Hilka chamino de rachmano shavio liyodo de avio ki yodo. It's a fascinating thing with the sheet. He says by shivchos. He says, well, start with kiddushin. By kiddushin, right now the father is meiser is bitoy le kiddushin. When she'll grow up, she'll become a begeris. The father will die, and she'll be a nair even. She'll be meiser herself to kiddushin. So this is something that when she'll be an adult, she'll be able to do herself. So there we could say that the Torah said, there we can conceive of it, that the Torah said Amrino derachmana shavya liyodo de'avia ki yodo. So there I look at it, the Torah made the father's yad like her yad. She could do it if she would have das. She's not a bar das yet, so she's mishusavio. So the father does it for her. By Shivchos, when she grows up, will she be able to be made her Atzma with Shivchos? She doesn't know. Shivchos, something by definition only the father could do. The girl can never be made her Atzma with Shivchos. So here you can't say that the father is acting on her behalf. What her behalf? When she'll be an adult, she will never have. There's no such animal as a woman being made her Atzma with Shivchos. So this is something that the Torah gave only to the father. So that's already called the Nisbalkarcha of the Bas. So what's the Shita say? So Bashkof Rishayna, I would think maybe saying that by Shivchos, since she can't be that by Shivchos the father's the balabos, like the father's the machnim. Because it's not something that's in her domain at all. The father taped her, gave over to the father that he's her machnim. He's the balgover, he's the machnim. He's not acting on her behalf. That doesn't make any sense. Then it'll be the other way around. Would that make it more balkarcho, or not balkarcho? If the father's the machnim, so that's the reason. Less balkarcha, because then we'd say like the ritva. If the father is the machne, then it's midasa ab. It's midasa machne. We don't need the consent of the dover and nikne. So the chori, he's still going now like the ritva. He's going like places that the father's not the. He's going like Rashi, like the Rashba, that the father's not the machne over here. The daughter is the machne. It's just the dasa ab is bemokim dasa bas. But he says a chiluk. I think he says a chiluk. Something like what I said just now in the Yeshmi Ashim Pirush HaKuntos. He says that by kiddushin, where ultimately she'll have das to do it. So then I say, the Torah gave the father the das ha'at. The Torah went with the das ha'at b'mok of das abas. The daughter will grow up. So this is what she would do. So she's not old enough now to make that judgment. So the father makes that judgment for her. But by shivchos, where there's no such thing that she'll eventually have das to do her own shivchos. So there it's mistaber that the Torah said, no, it's just totally in das ha'at. That the das av is b'mokum das abas. I think it's very similar to the Eish Miyashim Pirusha Kuntus. It's a different svar. The Eish Miyashim Pirusha Kuntus is because she doesn't want. Shivkos Mecha Teisa, she wants. So it must be the Torah just gave it over to the Dasa Av Bal Kocha of the Bas. She just says, specific Kneish, but I think it's to the same end. That Lemaisa, she will never have Das to be Mecha Asim with Shivkos because there is no such din. So really, I don't look at it that he's meanwhile the Dasa Av is Mokam Dasa Bas. This is something that doesn't have Dasa Bas. There's never such a thing that there's never such a context in which Dasa Av Bas could do it. So rather, it's an independent halacha that the father, with his own that, with the father, Midaitoi, can be Meicher Bitoi Leshivchus. And Neimel, that's called Bakracha. Yeah, all defenses are Rashi, but it's not Rashi defending himself. Okay, let's see that. Start the next subject. So it's only in the Rabbanon. Emes there really kesef is Michael the Chumah. So that's not the that can't be the Kavachemah. Ella Parachot. Rather, this is the Kavachemah. Come on, kesef she ain't a gamer, kind of chuppah she gameres ain't a din she tikkne. A Gemar Kinyan, where Fun is assuming, is bigger than a Hascholas Kinyan. Kiddushin is a Hascholas Kinyan. The Gemar Kinyan is the Chuppah. The Gemar Kinyan is more. It's a bigger Koyach HaKinyan. It's able to make a Gemar. Kind of Funo, so if Chuppah can make a Gemar Kinyan, Kavachayim that it can make a Tchilas Kinyan. Let's see Rashi. Kesef is not goymer. Meaning, al gedei kiddushin she not yaitzi mishusa av l'maisi yadeo. Her maisi yadeim still belong to the father. Uli yirushosa, that if she dies, the father will yashin her and not the husband. So you see that she's mishusa av. Even after kiddushin, the kiddushin is not meitzi and mishusa av. The loss is a little bit strange. The Yerusha, that the father is Yerush's daughter, is because the daughter is mishusa av. Not because the daughter is mishusa av. The father is Yerush's son too. The father is Yerush's daughter who's a begeris also. He's Yerush's an adult son also. If they don't have children, the father yashes. So it didn't kurban. Right. That's what you have to say. That's what he means. It doesn't mean that she's b'shus av in a positive sense. Oh, the father yashin her. That means she's in the b'shus. It means she's not b'shus haba, because there is halacha that the ba that after nisuin the baal yashin her. That's the rice of the rabbanon. Rashi seems to be assuming that it's the rice over here. That's halacha already of that's not a shalacha of kurba. It'll get divorced. The husband doesn't yashin. It's halacha of that she's b'shus av. That's a Rishus Av Dekaloch. You see, it's Chalomi Al Yedei Chuppah, not Al Yedei Kiddushin. That itself is a right. That's doing Rishus Av. That's what Rashi means. The Kesef is not Goymer, that the husband doesn't Yashin it. And therefore, meanwhile, the father Yashin it. Afan Yedei Chuppah. Yeah. The next Rashi is right there. Interesting thing. You see from this Kavachomer, you see from Rafuna altogether, that Chuppah is a kind of Kinyan. Chuppah, when it's goymer, the fact that chuppah is goymer is a kind of kinyan. It's even more of a kinyan. It's a gemar kinyan. It's a kinyan that's goymer. It's even stronger than a regular kinyan. Kesher, Sar, and Bia, they're only not goymer. They just do haschalas kinyan. Chuppah is a kinyan that's goymer. It's a stronger kinyan. I don't know how it exactly works with the Rambam. You know, we saw the Rambam in the physicians, Kleidim Akintera. I'm Halarichus, what's the difference? Kleidim Akintera, Lacham Akintera, Kleidim Akintera, Rotzul, Rotzahi. So she becomes Yishtai. the Acham Matan Torah isn't chadish that he's not allowed to marry her until he's cleaning her first. The Rambam, we talked about that Rambam. The Rambam sounds like he holds that chuppah is like cleaning Matan Torah. That's just issues. Was mischadish to Acham that guy also have. Was mischadish to Acham Matan Torah said you have to have a kinyan before the issues, a kinyan before the chuppah. Read the Rashi passages. Read the Rambam rather. Sounds like chuppah is not kinyan. Chuppah is what you have cleaning Matan Torah. It's not a Rambam. I mean, I said at the time, it's not a Rambam that's telling me Hilchus Benoyach. Hilchus Benoyach, the Rambam tells me Hilchus Melochim. It's the first Rambam Hilchus Ishus. Rambam's explaining to me how it works the Yisrael. What does Kiddushin exactly do by Yisrael? That's what Rambam explains. The naive understanding of marriage, we have Kaidu Matan Torah, that was Rotsuhi, that doesn't need Kinyonim, but not Kinyonim do. Lachan Nabat Noah's Nishadish, that before you have that, you have to have a Kinyon. And that's called, Rambam says, and that's called Kiddushin, it's called Erisin, and it's a mitzvah, and so on and so forth. It sounds like Kiddushin is the Kinyan, but Chup is not the Kinyan. Chup is the issues that you had, La'acha Matan Torah. My sin is Gemara, the Chorus is not the way. It says in this Gemara that the Chup, that the Chup is going there, is also Kinyan. Ad Kedek Hafter of Hulu says that it can even make Kiddushin, because by analogy, if it can make the Gemara Kinyan, it can certainly make the Ascholos Kinyan, because it's a Kinyan. Yeah, I know. It's a little bit strange. Maybe that's Rav is Taina. Klum Klub Gemeres Ela De Kiddushin. It's hard to see why that's part. Why the how that goes into Rosh. Any of that, I don't know. That needs to be explored. Let's see if I did anyway. What? Yeah, what are you saying? School medicine right? Before the early Gemara.
Yeah, and
by your problem.
So Rashi says that the reason why Bia isn't post Kiddush isn't right for Kenyan. Because it's Google Meds, right? Which is Ida Kedusha Rishon. So you see that Bia post Kedusha Rishon is considered qualitatively different than everything that's a normal.
Yeah, but that itself, like, what does that mean just because it's a Gemara Kenyan? Maybe the Rambam will learn that's what it means. Rambam Hilchos Yibum Taka says, Hilchos Yibum, we have Rambam issues. He's referring to the other Rambam. Acham Matan Torah is in Kaddish. You can't marry a woman without having a kinyan reclaimed. So how could you be Mayabim without a king, without being Makadosh first? He says, no, Zu Ishtay Shikno Le Minashamayim. You don't have to be Makadosh first. You can go straight to the issues. Yeah, it's still hard to understand how it works with this this Gemara.
Maybe
even
if it's a matzah, why can't
it? Yeah, that could be, but at the Chor, then the Rambam wouldn't talk about Kodem Matan Torah at all. I'm asking, it could be that the Acham Matan Torah was Nishadish, that Chuppah was also a Kenyan. But the whole lesson of the Rambam is, I mean, I thought the pshat in the Rambam is why is the Rambam talking about Kodem Matan Torah? Because he wants to explain to me that the difference between chuppah and kiddushin. that chuppah is where you had kodem matan Torah. Acha matan Torah was nischadish. I'll be doing again the lashon of the Rambam. Could be that this is not the right reading of the Rambam. That's what I said. Why does he have to get involved with kodem matan Torah? Kodem matan Torah. We odin pegei ishu v'shuk imrotz u v'hi lisa isa machnisu tech beisa yubayu l'beinu l'vein atzma v'ti lo ilishta. V'ti lo ilishta. Kevin shenit no Torah nitztavu Yisrael shem yitza ish lisa isha yikna oisa tchilu b'fne edim. ויחקחתי אלוהי לאישו, שנאמר כי כחישישו בעולה, ולקוחם אלו מצס עשי של תוריהם, ובאחר משלש דברם אלו האישה נכנס, כסף שאני אביא אותם. And so on and so forth. It sounds like the Rambam saying, קודם מתן תורה, there was just אישוס. לאחר מתן תורה was נסחדש, that before the אישוס, there should be a קניין, and the קניין is done באחר משלש דורכם, כסף שאתה אביא, and it's a מצס עשי מן התוריה. So I also, what do I mean to talk about Matan Kodem Matan Torah? Because explain to me, chuppah is what you had Kodem Matan Torah. Lachat Matan Torah was nischadish that before you have that, you should have there's a mitzvah essay to have a kinyan, which is Be'echad Mishloish Adrochim, but the chuppah is the same as was Lachat Matan Torah. If we're going to say that Lachat Matan Torah, the chuppah is also a kinyan, so it comes out that Lachat Matan Torah, the whole Kodem Matan Torah is not relevant anymore. Lachat Matan Torah was nischadish that is kinyonim. No such thing as Hamisha, it's just kinyonim. This kinyonim of kiddushin and this kinyonim of chuppah. So fine. So don't talk about Kodem Matan Torah. The Lashon Rambam, first of all, don't talk about Kodem Matan Torah because it's not relevant to us. No, talk about Hilchos Malachim. Number two, the Rambam is mashma that what changed is the Kiddushin, but not the Nisuin. Because that's the Lashon. He says Kodem Matan Torah, so and so forth. And then he says, but la'acham al-kevin she'nit na'torah nitztav Yisrael that she'im yirtza lisa isha yikna isa tchila v'yachakach tiyo lo'i isha. First you have to be kinder. And that refers to the Erisim, because then he goes on to the Kuchum Elu is a Mitzvah Essay, and it's Ve'echad Mishloish Adrochim, and Kesef and Shtar and Bia. So he's only talking about, you should say, the Kuchum Elu is Kesef Shtar and Bia, and the Chuppah afterwards is part of the Kuchum Elu, part of this Kenyan that you have to have, Kodim Shiti Elu Isha. Doesn't sound that way. It sounds like the Kenyan that was Nishadish by Matan Torah was the Kilushin, but the Nishun doesn't need any explanation.
Maybe I was saying that before Matan Torah was also the bar is that when they have a Matzah of Chuppah, that's.
So that's what I'm saying, that there was this Kenyan, Kodem Matan Torah, there was one kind of Kenyan, Lacha Matan Torah was in Schadish, there's other kinds of Kenyan.
It's better like
that
a Begala Rezen.
What?
It's better if you learn like a Begala Rezen. You have to have a Kenyan to do that, the next Kenyan of Chuppah.
Well, like Begala Rezen, you have to have a Kenyan to do the Chuppah. But still, you have to have a Kenyan to do the Chuppah, that doesn't make the Chuppah a Kenyan. And Agamemnon says that the chuppah itself is a kinyan. I'm going to have a kalachayim, then that it should be. Rav Huna holds that you have a kalachayim, that it makes kiddushin. I have a kinyan in her, and I have a right to be kinyaner.
The chuppah is always a kinyan. That's what's nischadish.
If the chuppah is a kinyan, then it's lechayim. What's the rabbi? The rabbi is not asking the by ben noyach. By kinyan matan Torah, the chuppah is a kinyan. Rotzuhi. That's not a kinyan. If it's kinyanim, it's just now the dinim of kinyanim changed, then that's not the mashmoyis of the Rambam at all.
I thought the
chiluk
is that the kinyan.
The Rambam says, "Kainim matan Torah, hoy odom kainu matan Torah is nischadish that then it's nikkna v'kesef." No, it's Rambam. The Rambam talks about this kinyanim. A lot of kinyanim by Benayach, a different kinyanim by Yisrael, but that's not this Rambam. So I'm saying, Kainim matan Torah wasn't kinyanim dik at all. Rotzuhu, rotzuhi. What did you want? Rotzuhu, rotzuhi. Kainim matan Torah was just chuppah. Lacha matan Torah is nischadish though. There's other darkei kinyan. That's not the mashmoyis of the Rambam.
Like this kinyan is fundamentally different. This kinyan you can't just dissolve by leaving the matzah. This kinyan you need gerushin.
So talk about that. Kinyan of matan Torah you need to get. Lacha matan Torah you know because gerushin. Lacha matan Torah is nischadish. You can't dissolve the kinyan. That's not the mashmoyis of the Rambam. The Rambam seems to be saying, yeah, I don't know. I don't think that. Yeah.
The Rambam is going only about the scum of the Gemara with the Pirchav Rava. Once in the Pirchav Rava.
The chuppah is not kind of.
And you can't make this kal v'chomer because there's two different types of chuppahs. So then the chuppah that we paskin is something that we do isn't a kinyan at all.
Right. So maybe it came out of Rava, but I don't see how it comes out of Rava's words. Rava's taina doesn't seem to be that chuppah is not a kinyan. Rava's taina is that chuppah is only klum chuppah gemeres el al yedei kiddushin. I mean, maybe that's what Rava means. That klum chuppah gemeres doesn't mean that it's a special kind of kinyan that can only work after another kinyan. He's saying it's not a kinyan at all. It's the knisa l'rishusay la'achar kinyan. Maybe that's the Rambam. What?
Maybe Shach says
Oh yeah. Okay. All right. So keep out. Where are we in Aviezer? Maybe the Rambam, that's what you have to say. That's why we finish had a limb shot in Rol. Maybe that's what we have to say. At least in Rav Huna, it doesn't seem that could be true. I mean, Rav Huna is clearly saying Chuppah is a Kenyan. It doesn't sound in the Rambam like Chuppah is a Kenyan. Yeah, maybe Nechami. Maybe that's the word. Rav is talking. That's the proof of the Machlokes is Rav and Rav Huna. Okay, we'll have to see back then. Let's go on. No, not much time with that. Fact to Gemara. Malak Hesef. She can't play the Hekbeshus and Maisa Shani. Chuppah, you can't be played by Hekbeshus and Maisa Shani. What would you do exactly to be played by Hekbeshus and Maisa Shani? I'll be Chuppah. What would that look like? Got an invitation to a Chuppah. Just going to play the Hekbeshus and Maisa Shani. Yeah, the Mashal points out. He says, yeah, you can have such a picha, even though it's not Shaya. You must not shy. Swear the picha. Chuppah has a kayak, then it's played the body of Hekdush and Maisa Shem. Lemaisa, I think, okay, it's not shy, but we can make a kavod, we can make it a picha anyway. So that's what it seems to say. No, we talked when we learned in the Sugya about Hekdush and Maisa Shem, at the top of the hill, we said the Machaikas of Shem. Like Zashi in the Ritva, are we talking about, there's two halachas in Kesef being the only thing that can be. One is that the pinyon is only chal on kesef, not on karkois, for example, not on a dover that's not kuf in moment, not on shtoros. And then there's another halacha that the maisik kinyon from hekdush has to be a maisik kinyon kesef, not a maisik kinyon shtar. Hugs Rashi and the Rashba. Rashi learns the Gemara means that the hekdush is chal on kesef. The pinyon is chal on the hekdush is chal on a cheftz of kesef. It's not chal on a cheftz of shtar, for example, or karkois. And the Rashi learns, no, we're talking about Kenyan Kesef. To be B'kainim in a Gizbor, you have to do Kenyan Kesef, not Kenyan Shtar. In Agama, in the Rashi, I understand a little bit better. It's still strange because that's Shaykh. But I can understand a little bit better. Kenyan Kesef has a Maila that it's Kainim in a Gizbor. Kenyan Chuppah, so it's a broader Kenyan. It's Kain Hektosh and Maisha Shani. It's Kain other things. Kenyan Chuppah is only Kain. Kenyan Chuppah is only Kenyan Isha. So it has a Malyusa in the Kenyan. But if you Lefi Rashi, that we're saying the Chefs of Kesef has a Maila that you could be, that the Kedusha is Chal on the Chefs of Kesef, whereas it's not Chal on the Chefs of the Shtar. So what are you saying over here? The Kedusha of Hektish is only Chal on the Chefs of Kesef, it's not Chal on the Chefs of a Chuppah. What is that even? I don't know if there is even such a thing, the Chefs of a Chuppah. Chuppah is that he's Machnas of the Shusa. Showing what that is. Yichud, they stand under the same roof. So, that one's not shaykh. It's like doubly not shaykh. Like it's not even. In the Ritva, we're talking about kinyonim. I mean, the Rashba, we're talking about kinyonim. So, kinyon kesef is a maila that it's not only kind of anisha, but it's kind of hektish minagizvar. And chuppah is not a kinyan that had, it's a kinyan that's limited to being kind of isha, but it's not kind of hektish min agizma. Of course, it's hard to imagine how chuppah could ever be, you know, how would you make a chuppah to be, there is no case that you could ever do it. But at least I can hear that lemaisa, kesef is a broader kinyan. Kesef is a kinyan that applies to more categories. Chuppah is not a cat, doesn't apply to the category, you know, the kinyan of chuppah doesn't apply to that category. Not that we could even conceive of a case, but lemaisa, it's a narrower kinyan, it's a more tailor-made kinyan just for Ishus. Fi Rashi, that we're talking about being played the Hektish and Maishashani, we're not even talking about the kinyan of Kesef. Harak is also kinyan Kesef, but it's halach in the Chefs of Kesef, that the Kedusha of my Hektish and Maishashani is chal in the Chefs of Kesef. It's not chal in the Chefs of Shtar. So that's a Tzegreis in the Chefs of a Shtar, that the Kedusha is not chal on it. There's a Greis in the Chefs of a Chuppah that Kedusha is not chal on it. It's not even a grace. What is that? The grace of chuppah. Chuppah is not a thing. It's an act. It's a grace in the chepts of chuppah that can't be played on. In the chep. I'm saying it's a grace in the chepts of I don't know, of tefillah that can't be played the hektish on. It's not a chepts. A very, very strange gemara. Also, why didn't they mention something else? Malak Kesef, she can't play them, but she can't claim the Bekarka. Taimed the chuppah shein kainim by karka. Why isn't that a picha? Why do you have to come out to Hector Shemaisa Sheni? And the Gemara of Malachi also busy with a little bit the echaim. Why did the Gemara say, Malach Kesev, shein kainim by metaltlin, taimed b'shtar, shein kainim by metaltlin. That goes into Machlokes of Yechon Rish Lakish, is Kesef Kainim Metaltlin, is not Kainim Metaltlin. But Kesef and Shtar are both Kainim Karka. So that Kainim Metaltlin. But over here, Chuppah is for sure not Kainim, not Karka, not Metaltlin. You can't be Kainim, none of those things are Chuppah. Also, hard to imagine how you might do it, but nonetheless, not worse than Hector Shemaisa Shein. So why did you make that fit? Malik and Malik Kesef Shekain Kainim by Kakoy. Time of chuppah or avodim. Time of chuppah, shein kainu by kakois avodim. We have to come out to hektish ma'aseh sheni. Any of that? Okay, very strange. Zoktu by bia techiach. Also not played by hektish ma'aseh sheni, and it's still kainu. Malav bia shekain kainu bia avodim. Kesef bia techiach v'chazur adin lo yizek yizek. That's your fun. Right, Gemara. Mal atzad a shavish behem. Shekain ana osim ruva. Shekain ana osim ruva. Shtayichich. Mal a shtayich. Shekain mitzi bevas yisrael. Kesef v'biyach b'chum. B'chazer adin. Levi zekir zev. Levi zekir zev. Atzad a shavish behem. Shekain b'yalma v'kain kan. Af ani avichup. Shekain b'yalma v'kain kan. Hekta Gemara, let's see the top Rashi. Afa v'ni chuppah, shekainu b'yalma, shegemeris l'yarsha. Chuppah is kainu b'yalma. What is kainu b'yalma? It's gemeris l'yarsha, the baal's yarsha. Ula first in dereha. Yiknanami kan, ula yarsha. Ula yarsha. Here Rashi left out Maisi Adel. Before in the bottom Rashi, Rashi said Maisi Adel. Maisi Adel l'yarsha. Kiddush is not goymer b'maisi del Yerushalsa. Now Rashi says chuppah is goymer l'yoshal afaris nidera. Why didn't he say for maisi adayim? That's poshut. You can't say chuppah is goymer for maisi adayim. The husband doesn't get her for maisi adayim. Maisi adayim, the husband doesn't midrabon, not midraisa. A father has maisi adayim, a husband not. So he talked about before Rashi was talking about leaving she'ena goymer l'hitziyah mishusavil. So kiddush is not goymer l'hitziyah mishusavil for maisi adayim and for Yerushalsa. Chuppah is goymer to be machnas or l'shus aval for your shos and for our forest and area. That means sushver. Why do I actually say it that way? Why not say kedushin is not goymer to be machnas or l'shus aval for our forest and area? The bal is still only made for b'shutfus. Like why do I actually focus on when Rashi is talking about kedushin not when Rashi is talking about kesef not being goymer? So he focuses on not being goymer to leave the father's reshus. So she's still in the father's ashus. It's not goymer to leave the father's ashus. She's still in the father's ashus to a degree. To a degree, she is going to see mishusav because the father mishusav. The father's only made for the dar mishutfus. We have the gemara on the top of dalad and aleph, tei and aleph, dalad and aleph. By yitzid the chavasah. But you know, because the gemara says, what was she going to see mishusav? The kiddush. The gemara says, well, for afaras and dar, afaras and dar, you're not going mishusav. So kesef is mitzi from the av afaras and dar, but not legamri. It's not goymer from the after first nadar. But Kapanim, the Rashi in Amud Aleph talks about she'enoi goymer is lahitziyah mishusavil lemaisi adel yushos. So she's talking about that it's not goymer the yitziyah mishusav because she's still somewhat in the mishusav for maisi adayim and for Yerusha. Now when Rashi talks about chuppah, which is goymer, which is kainu ba'alma, so Rashi talks about chuppah that's kainu ba'alma lahachnisa l'shusavah, namely that now the baal could be made for Nadarim. Now the Baal Yarshans doesn't say Maisi Adayim because you can't say now the Baal gets Maisi Adayim. That doesn't make any sense. But Kapanu, he shifts the focus. I don't know why Rashi did that. Why not say that Kesef is not Goymer Lachnisa Lagami Lishus HaBaal? She's still not Lagami Lishus HaBaal. So it's not Goymer Lachnisa Lishus HaBaal. Or say, if I can't, Chuppah is Goymer. Well, no, this Rashi understands. Rashi couldn't say Chuppah is Goymer, she's Yotzi Lagami Lishus HaBaal. Because it's how the Shavah has to be that it's Koinah to the Baal. She Koinah ba'alma the Koinah kan. So it's not enough to say that Chuppah was Meitzi or Lagami Mishusa'ah. That's not called Koinah ba'alma. Kaina Ba'alma says she's nicknes to the Baal. So here Rashi talks about that she's chuppas gemeris, that she's nicknes legamri to the Baal. So he loses that my seidai, but she's nicknes legamri to the Baal, and now he can be made for the dorm alone, and now he could yashin. Before, when the Gemara said that kiddushin is not gemer, though, I don't know why Rashi had to focus on the haitzom, yitzim, shesav. Why not say that kesef is not gemer? The bottom Rashi, why not say she'ene gemer, that she's not legamri b'shus habal? For example, he can't be made for her in the dorm. He can't yashin her. So it's eino gemer. I don't know why Rashi. I know why by chuppah he talks about the baal, but I don't know why by kesef he talked about the yitzim b'shus habal. Also, p'samar mokum luch. There needs to be a thought about maybe somebody say chavur in that. Okay. So then the Gemara says, well, we have to wrap it up. Let's just finish up. Back to Gemara. Malas had a shalosh shvem sheken yeshne bar kocha. Kesef shtar and beer all yeshne bar kocha. Shtar by gerushin, let's say, beer by yavama, and kesef. That's all the machlekes shayt. According to Rashi, kesef means that by kiddushin, the father's meiser lekiddushin, so that with shalay b'tzayna.
Why say amen bria?
What?
So it's kesef amen bria.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Because Rashi learns that we need ba'alma. Sheken yesh ba'kocha means ba'kocha ba'alma. You're right. Forget. Sheken yesh ba'kocha means ba'alma v'riyah. So Gemara says back, Rav Huna kesef miya b'ishus v'yashkam ba'kocha. You're right. You have kesef ba'alma v'riyah, but you don't have kesef b'ishus. Taisus, what do you mean? You have kesef. That's the taisus before. What do you mean? You have kesef b'ishus too. The father's meisir l'kiddushin. That was the whole taisus before. But Rashi says kesef b'ishus v'yashkam ba'kocha. Hafilu ochi kaina kan. V'yafal kocha kain afshu mekabel bito. Rashi is the words in the Gemara ba'alma. Kesef ishus v'yashkam ba'alma ba'kocha. Of course you have it by kiddushin. You don't have it elsewhere. And yet it's kind of here ba'kocha. Afan evi chuppah, that it should be kind of kind of ba'kocha. There's a pella also in Rashi. So Rashi learned in Pshat in the Gemara that the father is meiser bitoy l'shivchos or l'kiddushin, it's called ba'kocha. So the Gemara says, well, we have a tzara shalat kesef shtar and bio. They're all yeshna bal kocha, ba'alma. Yeshna ba'alma bal kocha. Chuppah ba'alma, you don't have bal kocha. Well, what's the ba'alma of chuppah? Nisun. Why don't you have bal kocha by nisun? The father is meiser his daughter for chuppah by bal kocha. I just got to finish my exodus. But the father is meiser l'chuppah bal kocha. Hirashi, it's a pelim in the world. Ma'ala kesu sa'am gishu kainu ba'alma bal kocha. Okay, chuppah is also kainu ba'alma bal kocha. As ba'alma means outside of the dover ha'lomid. We want to learn that from ba'alma to here. So the ba'alma is kesef and kesef shtar and bio, kesef by amavriya and shtar by so on and so forth. And the ba'alma of chuppah is nesun. We want to say, well, just like Kesher Shtar and Bia are Kainim Ba'alma, and they're Kainim Kan, so the Chuppah is Kainim Ba'alma, meaning by Nisun, and it's Kainim Kan. In fact, the Gemara, no, but Kesher Shtar and Bia, Ba'alma, they're Bal Kocha. So that's why they're Kainim Kan. But Chuppah is not Bal Kocha Ba'alma. Why is it not Bal Kocha Ba'alma? The Ba'alma of Chuppah is Nisun, Nisun is Bal Kocha. Tell them Gemara. Yes, that needs a hesitant. Take a look, the Shitul and Eidolmi, I think, addresses this. We don't have time anymore now, but the sheet of the Rambam talks about it. We'll have to come back to this problem. And then also take a look at the Taisus HaRosh. It talks about the point of Rav Huna that Chuppah's kind of doesn't make errors and doesn't make mistakes.